Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The signs are everywhere. We are certainly living in the last of the last days. We are deep into the 11th hour. Evidence of this can be seen in the prevalence of lawlessness, which has become the order of this day. The love of many towards God has also grown cold. Dare I say, the love of many towards each other has grown cold. Nearly all the biblical prophecies and signs of the end times have already been fulfilled. You may wonder what the signs are. In Matthew 24, while Jesus was on the Mount of Olives, his disciples came to him, saying, "Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming at the end of the age?" He answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many. However, if you're expecting someone someday to come and introduce himself as the Antichrist, this will not happen. And this evil is called deception. It's designed by the enemy in an attempt to trick us, to fool us in believing evil for good. So the task at hand for all believers is, how do we distinguish the divine from the diabolical? 1 John chapter 4, verse 1 to 3 says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have come out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. And every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you heard was coming, and now is in the world already. Jesus spoke further and told us, you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom will rise against kingdom. And there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then many false prophets will rise and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. Now, if we would be honest, we're already seeing all these signs, including the prophecy concerning the drying of the Euphrates River. When it comes to pestilences, it's already happening. When it comes to famine, it's already happening. Earthquakes, the love of people growing cold, it's already happening. Those in Christ are not ignorant of all these signs. They know there's no other time to be more watchful than now. They live each day as if it's their last. Does that mean they live with fear? No. Living each day as if it's your last means living with eternity in view, which greatly contrasts those outside Christ. Now, I want to really highlight, for the next few moments, how there will be a great divide, a great distinction which we will see in these end times between believers and unbelievers. This divide is between the obedient and the rebellious. The divide is between those who walked on the narrow road and those who walked on the broad road. For the genuine Christians, they know that the coming of Christ is around the corner, and they will not want to miss it. The mundane things of this world will no longer entice them. They no longer place value on them. Instead, they seek the kingdom of God daily, pursuing and thirsting for righteousness. However, many are yet to believe that the end is near. They seem to exist in a state of indifference, losing their love and devotion to God. What a great divide between humanity! While some earnestly look forward to seeking their Messiah, thus denying themselves of so many things, others will believe they have ample time to indulge in worldly pleasures and repent just before Jesus appears in the sky. If only they knew that not even the angels or prophets knew the exact time he would appear in the sky to rapture the saints. Remember, they were partying and weddings in the days of Noah before the flood. Everything was going well. Noah warned people, but they never listened to him. The flood started most likely with a few drops of rain. However, that rain never stopped until it wiped out the whole human existence except those in the ark. For some people, they live like they never needed God in the first place. They seek fault in every verse of the scriptures and mock other believers. Over time, they've become entrenched in wickedness. They have allowed various vices and evil inclinations to destroy their hearts. Now, there is a day that is coming, a day when the truth will be revealed concerning how people lived their lives. This day is a day that will come suddenly. Like a dream, the rapture will happen, and the
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts, and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If your car is out of warranty, one major repair bill could wipe you out. Just ask Ludacris.
Car breakdowns can wreck your wallet. Without endurance, a worn-out timing belt could cost you $1,700. A busted transmission? That's $4,000 easy. An engine meltdown? $7,000. But if you've got endurance, you could never pay out of pocket for a car repair again. With endurance, your car's most expensive parts are covered. Plus, you pick the mechanic you trust to do the work. With endurance, your rate stays the same no matter how many claims you file.
If your car is under 20 years old, Endurance has you covered with unlimited miles. Plus, your plan includes 24/7 roadside assistance anywhere in the country.
So who's going to pay for your next breakdown? You or Endurance?
Choose the name Ludacris trusts. Endurance. Right now, get $300 off any plan, plus a year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free. All backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get your free quote at endurancewarranty.com. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Reality will be too shocking to comprehend. This will be an unexpected event, and with a loud trumpet sound, the King of Glory will appear in the cloud. It will not be an isolated event, but it will be a seismic event that will capture the attention of the entire world. Jesus described this day and told us that the sun will be darkened. The moon will give no light, the stars will fall from the sky, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then, at last, the sign that the Son of Man is coming will appear in the heavens, and there will be deep mourning among the peoples of the earth, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. He will send out his angels with a mighty blast of a trumpet. And they will gather his chosen ones from all over the world, from the farthest ends of the earth and heaven. In 1 Thessalonians, we are told that the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so, we will be with the Lord forever. When he first appears, he won't destroy or judge the world or establish his earthly kingdom. That will happen in his second coming. Remember, the coming of the Lord is in two phases. The purpose of his appearance in the clouds is to gather the elect. The elect refers to genuine believers, also known as saints. Jesus will resurrect those who died as genuine believers first. The saints who remain alive at his coming will have a glorified body and join them in the clouds. Together, they will all go to be with the Lord till his second coming. The joy that will fill the hearts of the raptured Christians will be indescribable, as it is the ultimate reward for enduring the world's cruelty and sinful nature. We would see the old apostles, the martyrs, and even beloved relatives and friends in Christ. The rapture will be a day of reckoning for many. Imagine an aircraft flying and the pilot suddenly disappears, or a fast-moving train where the driver suddenly disappears. It will be chaotic, right? Now, imagine that happening in almost every state or nation of the world. All these things will happen in the twinkle of an eye. But on the other hand, those who remain and are not raptured on that great day will have a pretty bad time. The Bible describes them as wicked and unrepentant. Aside from them, the lukewarm Christians and those with a form of holiness will remain on the earth. They will be full of fear as they see the reality of biblical prophecy. Many will desire that the mountains and rocks fall upon them to avoid shame, because they were people who were once in the church and perhaps even preached this message. But now, they are left behind. And just as it all begins to sink in, the 7-year tribulations will commence. It will be a season of God unleashing his wrath upon them. It will not be pleasant. There will be chaos, massive uncertainty, unexplainable and supernatural events. Now, I would like to speak on the realities of those who didn't make it. Irrespective of what scientists might call it, the rapture will be a very real event. Those who had missed the rapture will run to the churches. They would seek to know if it's true that the rapture had taken place. They would bite their tongue as reality dawns on them. They had missed the most important flight of their lives. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 2 to 4 says, 2. For you know quite well that the day of the Lord's return will come unexpectedly, like a thief in the night. 3. When people are saying everything is peaceful and secure, then disaster will fall on them as suddenly as a pregnant woman's labor pains begin. But you aren't in the dark about these things, dear brothers and sisters. And you won't be surprised when the day of the Lord comes like a thief. The members of churches will open their mouths in awe as they realize that their pastor didn't make it. After the rapture, it will be glaringly obvious as to who has been living according to God's standards. And here is the reality that these people are going to have to face. First, the Antichrist will be in charge of the earth. He will begin to rule over this earth. By then, there will be a law for living under his control, and they would have to take the mark of the beast. Anyone who refuses to take this mark will have to taste death. They will not be able to buy or sell anything without the mark. According to the scriptures, they must receive the mark on their right hands or foreheads. What will the mark of the beast look like? According to Revelation 13, verse 18, it will be a number of a man, 666. What does the Bible mean by the number of a man? Could it be the birth date of some strategic codes that contain key information about this entity? Is the mark related to the use of artificial intelligence? Could it be the insertion of microchips on the forehead or hands? We don't know, but the truth is, the Antichrist will force many to receive this mark by presenting it in a less diabolical way. And anyone who receives that mark is marked for destruction with the earth when Christ comes the second time. While this will be happening on the earth, God will reward the Christians in heaven. He will give them their rewards for being faithful all over the years. But on earth, the Antichrist will torment and persecute the unfortunate Christians. Those who refuse the mark will find a way to pray, but never in the open. They will not live freely, but they will have to survive. They know the Bible says the Great Tribulation would last a season. After this time, Jesus will return to judge and destroy the earth. He will destroy it and his wickedness in a second. But all those who manage to get saved during this time and have endured the intense persecution will have a second chance to go with him. This will happen according to Revelation 7. I encourage you to ask for yourself that if the rapture were to happen today, are you ready to go with him? Or will you keep dismissing God until it's too late? I encourage you to go into your prayer closet, where it's just you and God, and admit your shortcomings. Decide to give your all to him today. Repent. God loves you so much and can offer you a much better life. We know it's hard to stand for God in these last days, but you can ask the Lord to help you and strengthen you. above all. Ask God's Spirit to come live inside you. Tell Him to enable you to do what you could never do before, which is to turn from sin and live a transformed life. When God created Adam and Eve, the devil wanted to destroy God's perfect design of mankind. So he introduced sin. Where God has anointed genuine prophets throughout the ages, prophets like Ezekiel, Samuel, and Jeremiah, Jesus warns us that in the last days, we should beware of false prophets, those agents of Satan who pretend to be from God. Where God has angels on assignment, angels that do His bidding, Satan mimics this, and we are warned that he masquerades as an angel of light, but he is pure darkness. When Jesus walked the earth, the Bible tells us that Satan entered Judas Iscariot, and shortly after, he betrayed Jesus. Where God created His angels in heaven, there was one angel named Lucifer, who wanted to be God Himself. And one day, in his heart, he said, "I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation, on the farthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." It's with this understanding of the devil that I would like to talk to you about one of his most evil schemes in the last days. A wicked plan that involves Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. Among the different denominations of Christianity, there are differing teachings and doctrines. And one of those divisive doctrines is to do with the Trinity. The term Trinity refers to a doctrine that holds the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit as three, yet one. Not one in purpose, but one in essence. Now, in the last days, Satan will mimic God and establish a kind of unholy anti-Trinity. As the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit represent good and righteousness, in the last days, the unholy or anti-Trinity, Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet, will represent evil. Bible scholars agree Satan is a master deceiver. He hates God, yet desires to be like God. Scripture notes that he wants to be worshipped. He masquerades as an angel of light. He purports to speak truth. But Scripture also notes that though Satan is powerful, he constantly falls short. In the last days, he will demand people to take his mark and worship him, but many will refuse. And most who do take the mark will do so out of fear, not loyalty. He masquerades as an angel of light, but his domain is darkness. He claims to speak truth, but he is known as the father of lies. He will promise the people who live during the dark days of the tribulation that he will help them build and create a new world. But the enemy does not create. He destroys. He is called, in Greek, Apollyon, the destroyer. He believes he can prevail against God. But Christ is, and will always be, the victor. Jesus bested Satan at the cross, but still, the enemy remains hostile and defiant. He has plans to establish a powerful anti-God, anti-Trinity program in the last days. During the tribulation period, the 7 years that led up to the Battle of Armageddon, the return of Jesus, and the establishment of the millennial kingdom on earth, the presence of God on earth will not be as we know it today. The restrainer, the Holy Spirit, will be removed from the world along with the raptured, faithful followers of Christ. The removal of the Holy Spirit from the earth will open the door for evil to have an unprecedented opportunity to deceive and destroy. Let's look at what the unholy trinity will do during the tribulation, and how they will work together to deceive the world and lead millions to destruction. The principal character in the unholy trinity is Satan. Sadly, according to multiple studies, the majority of Americans do not believe Satan is an actual being. Most believe he is a kind of symbol of evil, but he is real. He has a personality, a will, and a plan. He is an incredibly powerful being who is filled with rage. In Ezekiel 18, Revelation 12, and Isaiah 14, we read of how Satan in heaven dared to lead a rebellion against God. At the time of the rebellion, Satan was well acquainted with God. He saw the Lord face to face. Satan saw God's splendor and caught glimpses of his unfathomable power. Still, Satan thought his power was sufficient to lead a rebellion. He actually thought he had a chance to overthrow the Creator, but he failed, and he was thrown out of heaven. Satan is the principal player in the unholy trinity of the last days. But he will be joined by the Antichrist and the false prophet. Regarding the Antichrist, he too will attempt to mimic the Trinity. He will attempt to play the role of the Son of God. He will appear to come from humble origins. He will have the power to manifest miracles. He will say he is the way, the truth, and the only hope for humanity. He will suffer an apparent fatal wound and seemingly rise from the dead on the third day. He will stand in the temple and proclaim himself to be one with God. He will claim divinity and say he is worthy of worship. But contrary to his claims, this charismatic, wise, and powerful man is not the Christ. He is the Antichrist. His power is limited. His promises are empty. And his intent is malicious. He seeks only to implement the plan of his master, Satan, who desires to steal, kill, and destroy. During the tribulation, Satan will indwell the Antichrist. The Antichrist is the beast of Revelation. He is evil personified. And as for the third leg of the unholy trinity, the Antichrist will be supported in his evil work by the false prophet. The false prophet of the end times is referred to as the second beast, and he is described as one who exercised all the authority of the first beast. Empowered by Satan, the false prophet will attempt to mimic the working of the Holy Spirit. Like the Antichrist, the false prophet will be a man who is cunning and ruthless, endowed with a demonic power. He will manifest signs and, Scripture notes, speak like a dragon, meaning with power, threats, and authority, mimicking the work of the Spirit, which quickens the mind of believers and brings to memory the word of God. The false prophet will keep the word of his masters, Satan and the Antichrist, in front of the people. He will force people to be exposed to this twisted truth via the creation of a new one-world religion. The Holy Spirit now lives in the hearts of faithful followers of Christ. In the last days, the false prophet will command that the mark of his master be borne on the hand or forehead of those who swear allegiance to the Antichrist. The seal of the Holy Spirit is a guarantee and seal of our salvation. The mark of the beast is a cruel branding that guarantees damnation.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.